Erev Sukkos Tov Shinayinav.
Okay, many, many people have canvas walls. They put up this, the bad, and the question is, how kosher is it? So here, ironically, you have a Chazanish that's Mekil, and a Mishnebura that's Machmir, and others that are Machmir, and the general, Chazanish is a very big Chiddush, that when it says that a Mechita that blows in the wind is not good, it's talking about a blows in the wind in an extremely significant amount that it would passel the wall when the wind blows. So it would move from its present place, three tfachim. It would be raised three tfachim off the ground. It would ruin the mechitza as a mechitza. So now, even if the wind's not blowing, so it's passel. And that's what the Gemara means in its cases, that if the ruach, if it's not omeid beruach metzuya. But almost all of the Achronim, and really the Rishonim and the Sugya, not very much, not much like the Chazanish. Mishabura says pretty much, it says Befeir, not like that. No, if it just shakes, if it moves in the wind, a mechitza that moves in the wind is not a mechitza. How much does it move? That they don't give a shear in how much. It's mashma any amount if it moves. Now, yeah, so I guess, you know, if it moves because it's bad, because it's wood.
Why don't they just answer the bad?
They do. We're going to see in a second. The lesson of the Shulchan Aruch is that it's also to make a sukkah out of bad, even if you tie it down tightly and you make it very taut so that it doesn't blow, it's still usher. The Mashmo, Dorach HaShulchan says, it's also, that's a Shulchan Aruch. That's a Shulchan Aruch. The Aruch HaShulchan says it's just also to make, because of a chashash it will come loose, and a chashash it will blow, and you won't realize it because you think you tied it down tightly, but it's not also to eaten it if it's tied down tightly. Indeed, you know, the issue of the Shulchan Aruch is to make such a sukkah. Now, why do Oilams make ill and does it? It's hard to know. Rav Moshe has a tshuva on it where he was asked that, oh, the Shulchan Aruch is probably talking about they didn't tie it down very well. They didn't have good rope. Nowadays we have good rope. It's tied down very well. He said, you can't make such chilukim. You're not supposed to do it. And it's wrong to do it. And if you see all these sukkahs around with canvas walls, it was done shalai al pi ha'iras chacham. It was done. So the achrayim, like Moshe Sternberg and others, they look for limutz chus on the oilam. But it's really, this is even if you tie it down. If it sways in the wind, it's a huge problem. To even do it is at least a lachatchila problem. You're not supposed to do it. That's a beferish din. So now they have the lovewood sukkahs. What do? They have, I'm not even sure, it's tied tightly that it doesn't move.
It moves. But,
what?
They move, the straps move.
What? It flaps.
Straps or the canvas?
No, I'm talking about the canvas walls, that they have straps also. So usually it's three walls with the straps. So I guess the cheshbon is that I don't know, I have never examined them. I guess the cheshbon is that the canvas walls are really tied down tightly. Elamai, you're not supposed to do it lechatchila, so for that they have the lovewood straps. And the Magen Avraham that says you're not supposed to have lovewood if it's only three walls, so that's only a chumrah. You don't have to be so machmer to be cheshish for the Magen Avraham's chumrah if be'etzim your walls are tied down. Really, you're only being, you want to like yitzir the din that you're not supposed to do it, even if it's tied down, because it might come loose. So for that, it's enough lovewood. So I don't know what the cheshbon is. They call it a mahadrin sukkah, so it must be okay. Certainly, I don't know. People do it. I don't know. People do it. I don't know. You shouldn't do it. You're not supposed to do it. It's not. Especially since a lot of times they flap back and forth in the wind. Okay.